Windows, lock up your doors, remain perfectly still and completely intact. It's this, the fantasy, weird, sort of in the middle of everything pandemic podcast.
Hey. Hey.
Christmas miracle.
I'm going to overlay the other boys also going way, but actually I don't know how I'd get them to do that, so I'm just gonna do an impression of each of them and put it over me saying way, and I'm sure it'll sound just like a totally normal, not weird episode. Hello everybody, it's me, Paddy. Paddy Jervas, guy who plays Cassius Van Wyvern and Glitch. And yes, I'm not normally the person who does this, as you can tell. But if you look at the world around you, you can tell that the circumstances are slightly different at the moment. And so, or we're mixing it up a bit through necessity. Hello. It's been a little while. It has been an especially long while for the Idle Fantasy podcast because, as you know, we haven't put out an episode for about a month or so, and we do apologise for that, but I'm sure that everyone understands why. And if you don't, then there are bigger problems for you to currently be researching. So I am sat alone, as I should be, eh? Hello. in my bedroom, recording this on a much cheaper microphone than normal. Which is a bit of fun, isn't it? So, sorry about the audio quality. And I'm here to present to you an episode. So, when we record, I keep all of the data on my laptop. My laptop's kind of the main hub. You know, it's the heartbeat of the show. I had a conversation with Laurie the other day in which we were trying to work out if we could do like a remote recording or something like that. And to be honest with you guys, like, everyone, although, you know, all of our lives have drastically changed, we're all kind of surprisingly very busy at the moment. Laurie especially, I'd like to give a little shout out to him because Laurie is still, like, working full time and he's in the journalism world and covering all of this so that we all kind of know what's going on. And Laurie's running an extraordinary number of D&D games and role-playing games for people online to sort of keep everyone happy and sane, and I take my hat off to him because he's really you know that scene in Spider-Man where he when he like holds the boat together when the boat cuts in half because, you know, like the dog king has cut it in half with his, you know, bone saw or whatever, and Spider-Man's like, and he holds the boat. Like, Laurie's basically doing that for a number of nerds around the world. And so I've taken over for today so that I could throw together an episode so people have something to listen to and we could take a little bit of the pressure off Loz. I'm in isolation with Zach, so if anything, it's very rude of me that I'm in my room doing this on my own. I'm just considering that now. I'm like, he's literally in the other room, and nah, it'll be fine. He doesn't listen anyway. I've gone through some of the old episodes and old recordings that we did. And around the time of Welcome to the Family, which I believe was our like second main arc, we did a number of warm-up games that you might remember from earlier episodes where we are sat on Taryn's boat, the name of which currently escapes me because I've got other things to think about. And Laurie would do these games for us to sort of warm us up and get us into character and things like that. And we still do them, but less and less these days. But I listened back and I found two of these sessions. And the first thing that I noticed about them is that they contain quite a lot of character-building things that I think we've referenced quite a lot throughout the course of the podcast, but never justified because we didn't realise that these things never went out. We kind of assumed they were part of the fabric of the universe now, and it turns out we never put them out, ever. So, I am presenting them to you now. And weirdly, for something that was a warm-up game, I'm super proud of them, and I guess you get to see a little bit of behind the scenes, and pretty much unedited as well. I mean, you know, for time purposes, I have had to cut a few classic moments. I mean, for instance, such as this one.
8.5 inches by 11 inches, A4.
I don't know. I don't know what to talk about.
Yeah, maybe. Gold. Solid. Grade A. Platinum gold. I don't think that's a thing. Anyway, the rest of it remains basically wholly intact. There'll still be a middle plane because we did two different sessions and I've tried to sort of roughly put them either side of that. And yes, I hope you enjoy this, a little look behind the curtain, and please stay very safe and maintain a massive grin on your face. And we are, although we are apart, we're sending you all of our genuine love and thoughts and happiness out into the world, because that's the best that a lot of us can offer right now, and you know what? That's totally okay. You will also notice in this, by the way, just before we start, that often I correct Zach in how he both rolls and reads dice, and I get called out on that quite a lot. But I'd like you to actually listen to the amount of times that it was totally intrinsically necessary that I do so. Anyway, love you lots. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to Idle Fantasy.
So, back aboard the Duskstormer once more. It's another lull. I like to think maybe you're kind of anchored up in some picturesque bay, somewhere far away from Veld and all its horribleness. And the three of you are kicking back once more. And what's that? There's another knock at the door. Who could it be to interrupt your fun time?
I bet it's going to be Goggins. Goggins.
Oh, good, you're back. Joyous.
Sorry, Mistress Taryn, I have some more unusual questions for the three of you, if you'd do me the favour of answering. As something of a warm-up exercise for something in the far future, I'm sure.
I like the idea that he comes in every hour on the hour with all these quests.
Another quiz!
I actually forgot how much I hate Goggins.
It's the Goggins census again!
I really did.
I've got my clipboard, and I've just got a couple of things I'd like to check.
It cuts me right into the core, that voice.
Still not wearing trousers, yeah.
Goggins is going to one day get a job as, like, the opening NPC in a Bethesda game.
Yeah. Please tell me your alignment.
How tall are you? How fucked up is your face?
If I hold up this abacus, you use it as a slider to determine how large your ears are.
Oh my god, if we ever get syndicated by the McElroys into a Monster Factory episode, somehow that's the in. So maybe he doesn't give you the question. Maybe he says, I have a list of 100 questions. More questions you could ever need. And I'm going to leave them in here, but if I hear you roll the dice, I may ask you in character too. So, you know, in the interest of getting to know each other, guys.
He's got a tenuous relationship with the fourth wall, hasn't he?
I was just thinking that. I was like, he's both in our reality and their reality and doesn't seem to give a shit.
You fired him so many times.
Yeah. Goggins got knocked loose in the transitions over the planar systems over time. He's seen some shit, boys.
All right.
Great, who'd like to go first? Who's feeling brave?
I'll roll a D100.
All right, mate.
Do I just roll these two things together?
Yeah, those two together, and then you take the tens to be the tens and the singles
wow,
to be the
wow,
ones.
Wow, Paddy.
Why does he keep explaining dice to me?
Yeah, I know.
I don't understand.
And then you look at the number that's on the top. Why? And that's your number.
Why do you think that... It's just, is it these two dice? It's not how do dice and numbers work.
As they fall out of your hands, they will roll.
All right, so I got a 75.
Nope, 57.
Sorry, it was upside down. It was upside down and I'm far away. Upside down and far away, but yeah, 57. Paddy does not win that. He's just like, he's leaning over staring at the dice and I'm on the other side of the room.
My first question is basic maths.
This is, I also have to report, I've got a new list of questions this time. It's a D100 and they're a little bit, someone hasn't grammar checked them. Because this question, and maybe Goggins delivers this, pops his head around the door. Why back home do you miss in particular? I think it's what do you miss about home? Why do you miss home in particular? What is there about your home you miss? Which home do you miss? I think it's a general treatise on home. What do you miss about home?
What does Straka miss about home?
Oh, I remember indiscriminate murder. Straight out of the days.
I always kind of thought he was a bit nomadic. I wasn't sure if he had a home.
Oh, yeah, I mean, everyone, he came from somewhere. Or did he spring fully formed into the multiverse?
Mm.
I just said nomadic. That was like, so he travelled around. It wasn't like,
oh, yeah, but maybe his home was, you know, the caravan?
Yeah, I think probably just
young life.
The pillaging and the lack of rules. And that's about it, really. I think that's all he misses. It's quite a deep question for a character that I've not thought about for a long time. Like, what does he miss about being at home?
You're also trying to feel out his voice as well.
Yeah, I just I don't.
So hard to do.
Yeah, I'm sticking with it. I'm going with that. Indiscriminate murder. And then I'm going to try and remember other character details while you guys talk.
Cool, sweet man.
I think that also, you know...
Indiscriminate murder of who? Just anyway, is that very, very indiscriminate? Just literally anyone you'd come across?
Well, the caravan was like moving around, and then whoever was in front of it.
Very modern.
Think of
GTA.
Yeah, GTA, kind of like...
Also, it is interesting that when you say indiscriminate murder, I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound good. But discriminate murder is so much worse.
Yeah, it's so much worse.
Yeah, that's true, actually, yeah.
Was it unusual on your caravan to indiscriminately murder, or was that very much the whole caravan's
A caravan
ethic?
Of barbarous orcs.
Yes.
I think that was pretty regular. Yeah, it was kind of normal. Just killing.
Fucking dark.
But, like...
You've got a Dothraki vibe going on.
Yeah, I was kind of going very for that. Yeah, a little Dothraki vibe. Kind of like Genghis Khan kind of thing. Also, I can't remember what is canon for that character? Did we ever discuss this?
Canon's no, whatever, man, you wanted to.
I've got a couple of notes about what you've told me already. And a couple of things. I remember I sent you, this is right at the beginning of the campaign, I sent you this. It just says, like, the first detail about your history is years of adventuring in different groups. Zuraka has acquired a series of high-profile, if morally questionable, achievements to his name.
Yeah, all right, so
you once burnt a town down to the ground just to suppress a miner's upbringing. Uprising.
Yeah, cool, all right, sounds about right.
The miner's upbringing! You wanted to stop that kid growing up.
Yeah.
Thanks a bunch, Thatcher.
This'll learn you.
I'm gonna burn this place to the ground.
Oh, yeah, there's one thing in here I don't think we've covered, and I was going to spring on you at one point. And some details I've put into a story you gave me already. Very good. All right.
Someone else get a question.
Yeah, shall I do a roll?
Do a roll, man.
Mine was 61, a sausage roll.
Does that count without the dice? I'm not sure, Liam.
It fucking counts.
Oh, I mean, this is a shit one.
I'm Liam. I have an app.
Do you want me to re-roll?
No. I think you can run with this.
It's a shit one, but...
What? It's also...
It's your favourite colour.
Is it really? It's preempted the question. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What's your favourite colour?
That's right. I just ruined the one time I get to quote Monty Python. Fucking show, buddy. Don't worry.
Swipe! My favourite colour is a sort of... a light bluish green. The colour of the ocean where I feel most at home. Boring, right? Fucking boring.
Yeah.
It's a boring... Goggins, if you're going to ask such shit questions, you're going to get shit answers.
It's also two colours.
No, it's kind of turquoise.
That's the colour then, isn't it?
Yeah. Seafoam. Turquoise. Duck egg blue.
Why?
Why is duck
just
blue?
Just because of the sea.
He just said, yeah, the sea.
Yeah.
Nothing deeper than that. Duck just...
I don't know how deep I can go. Like,
how deep does your favourite colour?
My favourite
go?
Well,
here we go. Turn it round on you. What's your favourite?
The first time I smelled roses.
What colour?
Well, and then that led to an emotional impact of blue.
Oh, mate. I now appreciate your position on a level I didn't before.
I think
just trying to probe you.
I think you've already explained that your favourite colour is gold.
No, that's you, mate.
No, I like gold.
Oh, you're actually substance.
You are gold. I like gold.
You're literally, aren't you painted gold?
Yeah, but he's not a huge fan.
Really, like Taran, it would be great if Taran's favourite colour was gold, and literally the only reason she keeps you two schmucks around is you are gold, and she knows it. You have gold.
Lovely.
Well, there yeah, we go are. On. So, what's your favorite color, Paddy? Not Paddy. Your character name is.
I feel so.
Wait, no. I think I remember what it is. It's just Liam is trying to help. He's just made a crab claw.
That's a C.
Obviously, it's a C. Yeah.
A C for Crindy.
Crindy, the gold dragon.
Oh, I want my own question. I can't think of a good cover.
Ah, yeah.
Goggins is trap. That's right.
I love that you're trying to think of not your favourite colour, but a good colour.
Any colour.
Like, you're specifically looking for a cool colour. Like, the people
yeah,
listening to this
exactly, because you've built it up be, now. It's got to have a justification.
Yeah, exactly.
People are going to be like, you know what? His colour's shit.
I love puce.
Puce. I do love puce.
Oh, puce is grim. Washed out purple. Get out of
there. Isn't it? Is that not the colour that's normally described as like illness as well? Puce.
Sounds pukey puce.
Like
yeah.
Kind of
pukey puce.
Puce.
It's quite ill sounding. Go on then, roll the dice then, Cassius. Ah, go on then, Cassius. You're no fun.
Cassius, that's it. It's going down Clive.
98.
Which is your favourite
now
installment
of FIFA? Now you understand the fourth wall.
Oh yeah, no, so really. Yeah.
Goggins really fucks you up in that.
Yeah, he really does. This existential being.
Goggins is just a manifestation of Loki on this play. If you decided to scribe a book, what genre would it be?
Oh fucking hell! If I were to write a book,
scribe a book.
Scribe, sorry, thank you. If I were to scribe... fucking hell.
Zach is a stickler for grammar now. Yeah,
exactly. You
no,
should
that
be
was
like,
Zach, that was just Zach. Yeah.
Zach gives as good as he gets. It's totally fair. Like, if I were to scribe a book... Oh, I think... I think it would be a detective novel. I think it would be a crime thriller. Lots of twists and turns and...
What would your lead character be called?
He'd be called
Go on, say it. Say your own name.
His name, Officer Dweebles.
He sounds cool.
He is. Oh, he. Well, you don't think he is at first, but boy, does he come into his own.
He gets cool.
He gets cool. I think he's cool. You guys don't know.
Get Dweebles.
Get Dweebles.
Yes, no, someone kills his dog, and
hang on,
and but he goes on a quest to find out who it is, and he gets really cool along the way.
Is he Dweeble's Wick?
Bloody John Wick.
Don't get even, get Dweeble.
Dweeben.
Dweeben.
I think Cassius would totally want to write detective novels and sort of. Like noir kind of like film noir, but whatever the book version of film noir
like
is.
Raymond Chandler style. It's just called noir.
Scribe
it's
noir.
Just called noir. Noir. Oh,
okay.
The film.
Yeah. Noir.
Book noir.
Yeah. But French doesn't exist in this universe, I assume. So everyone's like, "You're just making a sound, mate."
Does French exist in this universe?
I think Xhaka would write a really cheesy romantic. Like, you know what's it? Yeah. What's the one where it's called like?
Captured for the captain's pleasure.
Like, P.S. Yes. I love you or something like that. Or like, what's the... Or like, Dear John. Like a
Do you
really
reckon you...
Oh, like Schmaltzy, not
romantic
Porn.
Novel.
Oh,
no, okay. No, not
oh,
Porn.
Oh, I'm
like,
thinking Mills and Boone.
Yeah. No, I was thinking more like as in those painfully poor like romantic novels that you get.
Would you have like a pen name like so that you so no one
yeah,
knows
yeah,
that it's
it
you?
Be, yeah,
what would
it'd
that,
be like,
what would
it'd
that
be? Poor, it'd be like... Zrakarina.
Wow, the veils fall so thickly over your past.
It would be poor as well. It would not be a good book. It'd be like it would be one of those books, and it would be bad by that standard. That's what I kind of imagine his novel.
You're
would
hated
be.
Even in that industry.
Yeah, it's seen as a hack even by those people.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, that would be his novel.
Really, I just love the idea of you in your bunk, like with a folded over manuscript, like scribbling, like working really hard. And there's a.
Yeah, he's never shown it to anyone, exactly. Oh, what are you writing down?
I'm just writing all the death.
Oh, just an account of all the heads I cut off.
Yeah, all of the killings. Oh, yeah. It wasn't the time as a child where I was in a caravan. It was lovely.
You were indiscriminately killing and it was lovely.
Her touch quivered as she drew him close.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of thing.
Oh, Magnus.
Dear John.
Dear Jack.
And Goggins.
Good one,
I...
Pat Scott. Just...
Wow. Oh, trapped a nerve.
Can we ask Goggins a question?
Yeah.
Goggins is not a fleshed out character, so may right. what is
oh,
your question?
Oh, yeah, like ours are. So
well, I... they're meant to be.
Will Goggins.
I rolled
fuck
an 18.
Off.
What does Goggins get for 18?
Please leave.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to go.
Goggins looks down the list himself and he reads out, "Describe an irrational fear I might have."
Everyone take note
and
of
do
this.
Do I show it? Well, yeah, it may surprise y'all to know that Mr. Goggins has a deep, dark fear of... And he eyes up the room and he says under his breath, "Root vegetables." It is a sad tale of my father, also known as Goggins, who once became a cropper with a improperly shaped turnip. And ever since those days, I've not trusted any whole root vegetable, not for a second.
Loz, is it feasible that on this ship there are root vegetables?
Goggins being first mate and quartermaster, I think would probably try and ensure there weren't any.
But yeah, but like,
know.
It's not, he's not in charge.
Jesus Christ.
Karen's in charge, because I immediately want to find a root vegetable and just pelt him with it.
So Goggins has kept all vegetables off of the fucking ship.
Just root vegetables. Just
root vegetables. I still think that they're the best. They're the keep best.
Do they?
Yeah, root vegetables. Yeah. Clamp them.
I would think that, I would think that they'd
put
be...
Put them in sand.
Clamp them.
I think they would be, they'd be the thing clamping. That would... They'd be the thing that you'd want, really, like as a reserve food.
Yeah, I don't want a fucking cabbage that's gonna last a day on a ship.
Yeah, can I get the root vegetables and attack?
roll a vegetable finding check.
Oh yeah, fuck it, let's do this.
That'd be an investigation check.
Oh, lovely.
I didn't use the box. We literally got a box on the table for it. So 1d20 as well. Come on, Paddy, get your hand under there.
This is the sound of dice rummaging.
Well, that made it further.
Oh, mate. Oh, no.
I thought the 14. Warm-up would be...
Oh, yeah, 14. That's quite high.
It's not actually a physical plus, warm-up, but it's become six. One.
Yeah.
Gross.
Plus, he was a... You know, he was level 20, so I'm assuming it's like plus to 10.
So, Goggins is level 35.
You find... You rummage around behind the pickling barrels and you find a very misshapen parsnip.
I put it under Goggins' pillow.
And he will find out tomorrow morning. All right, run more rounds, says Goggins. We're eyeing you up coming back from your vegetable trip.
He doesn't know that I've done it, by the way.
No. Cool.
You just, I have to go.
Yeah. Actually, it was just the moment Goggins said root vegetable, he just immediately shot up and out of the door.
I have no idea where he might be.
All right. Have I got to do it again?
Yeah, one more.
All right.
This is a good one for Zach and Draka. As a reward for heroism, you are unknowingly betrothed to the chieftain's son or daughter. How do you react? What do you do? It says,
well, you've asked me this, so I'm making a character decision here. Is Draka gay? I think maybe. Kind of out of character. Yeah, I think he might be.
Okay.
Actually, wait, is he? I don't know.
Is he just kind of pansexual?
I kind of think that he would quite literally fuck anything.
One of each.
Yeah. Can he have the son and the daughter?
It's a slash. So that's an and or in my book.
All right. Cool. All right. He takes both.
Okay.
All right. So what
that's
was
how you react.
What was the question? Oh yeah. Okay.
What would I do?
Don't get too graphic.
I marry them both.
Save it for the book.
Yeah. And then every other day. Just kind of on a schedule.
Fucking hell.
Like, when I one day wife, one day husband.
Just try it out.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do like one of those weeks where you're on a diet. It's like, you know, 5 on, 2 off kind of thing.
Drakka's on you're the 5-2. Bollocks is on the 5-2. That's amazing.
Drakka's on the 5-2, but for marriage.
I just...
And it alternates week by week. And then I've got my paleo wife.
Who's only what? I don't understand. Yeah. Who's only oral win? Jeez. I don't understand.
Yeah. I think this might be the start of something that's like he's got a taste for it and now he's just building a harem.
I just love the image of, like, you know, this timid chieftain, you know, you come back covered in blood from dispatching a whole camp of gnolls. He's like, please take one of them, bringing his son and daughter up, and you just go, thank you very much.
Is he really sexual? Like, is he a bit of a naughty boy?
No, more so than I imagine.
You are?
That, yeah, any one character can right. be. No, he's not a wrong'un.
Right,
he's not grim. Like, okay. He's not doing gross stuff. He's got a lot of love and he spreads it about.
So is his wild
oats. That's because, you know, he's a man who is a...
Who fucks.
Yeah, that.
Travelling fuck boy.
Yeah.
He's not someone who's ever been taught to repress anything, has
yeah,
he?
I think so, that's the point. He just literally does
yeah.
what he wants.
Yeah, also, Jacka definitely yeah, has BDE.
Oh, yeah.
What's BDE?
Big Dick Energy.
Oh, yeah, we did this before, didn't we? Can we talk about it? Was it you guys that was teaching me about what this is?
Yeah, I think it was.
I missed the whole of that thing, like, until it was like months down the line, people were just using it, like it come from some fucking meme. I was like, what is this? The fuck is BDE?
Okay.
I thought you were trying to go and say VD. He's like, yeah, he's definitely got
yeah,
rock
got and he's really into EDM as well.
Yeah. MDMA.
He supports QPR.
Oh, acronyms, aren't they fun? Sweet. Well, that's a satisfying answer.
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
In more ways than one.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
Who dares roll next?
Okay.
Who dares roll next?
I got a 65. Is that the same thing I rolled before?
You rolled an 18 last time.
This is quite... Oh, okay. Mistress Taryn, now not that I'm offering to do this for you, but if you had to choose between going deaf or losing a limb, which would it be?
Interesting.
Has she not already got a wooden leg?
No.
Or wooden ears.
But I think...
Dickhead. Wooden ears. I've never been the same since I lost all my hearing, so now I've got these wooden, like, trumpet.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was imagining. Just like a little cone, just like shoved into the hole.
Oh. I'm a great lover of music, and I don't think I could live without that in my life, so I'd have to give one of the legs the chop instead.
One of the legs? Not hands. That makes sense.
Oh, no, I need these bad boys.
It was implied you were going to do something creepy
yeah.
with them.
No, I've I play the ukulele.
Now you do, yeah. Now ukuleles are in this
really?
Universe.
Really? I really wish I'd chosen a cooler instrument.
Yeah, yeah.
You get one more redo if you want.
Okay. Ukulele.
You're like the one person who's made it cool. Like, you started off the whole movement.
Yeah, you say that. Did you know who started off in their country's national ukulele orchestra before they made it big in their career?
Einstein.
No. No, it's more. It's one that makes sense when you hear it.
David Bowie.
No. No, can you imagine?
Bruno Mars.
Colonel Gaddafi.
Brett McKenzie from Flight of the Conchords.
Oh.
He was a touring member of the New Zealand Ukulele Orchestra for like 5 years.
It's very him, isn't
that
it?
Exactly. Yeah. That tracks so hard.
Oh, that's really
Did you
cool.
say Colonel Gaddafi?
I love how you register things because they're so dumb. You ignore them and then go, oh, I can't let it go.
Yeah. I've got to come back to
Gonna have to circle back round to that little nightmare.
Gotta check Paddy's not having an aneurysm.
Yeah, or a breakdown or hasn't just completely lost his mind.
My eyes are looking different directions.
Can you imagine, like, the best thing about that would be, like, every time Colonel Gaddafi held some sort of like baby.
So he's like, famous for that, wasn't he? Yeah.
Some like national event which involved the military and the national orchestra. He'd both be on the podium, then jumping back down to his ukulele spot and just playing.
Do you remember the good old days before the ghost town? For some reason, I think that's
the ukulele
Why
song.
Is that the ukulele song?
That's my favorite.
Isn't that Scar?
Hey, if you haven't heard it on a ukulele, you haven't lived. That's Taryn's go-to.
The ukulele.
Ghost Town.
Ghost Town. Ukulele. What's the specials version?
Has she named her ukulele? She's like she's named her weapons and her.
Yeah, it's called the petri dish. I don't know.
What the fuck is wrong with you today?
I don't know. It's all gone wrong.
Petri dish. Well, we might leave that one.
You've created such a cool, sexy character up until now.
No, I was just playing the ukulele nerd.
Everything you've said from like this evening has just has taken her down a notch.
Okay, she plays.
It's all canon.
The ukulele.
Oh, I like it.
I like it, yeah.
I'm going to write a savage, satirical song about you. But it's always to the tune. It's always to the tune of Ghost Town.
That's good.
Change the lyrics.
Right. I'm going to roll.
Roll that thing.
56.
Or 65.
Or.
Very good one, Cassius.
Every time.
Do you believe that your life is run by fate or luck or by your God's decisions or by your own choices or some other option?
Ooh.
Pin down your philosophy on life, Cassius.
And make it funny and not too long because you're on a podcast.
Well, I feel like it was run almost entirely by my parents and my church and their decisions and not mine. But that's very much what brought me to this boat. Is that I wanted to take control, and what has actually happened is now you guys make most of the decisions for me, because I can't be trusted.
It's my 10-step plan. I took 10 steps onto your ship, and that was the end of my plan.
I like that, that's good.
What were your parents like?
This is getting pretty heavy now, isn't it?
And are they still around?
I assume they're still around somewhere. Haven't seen them in a rather long time.
Back on Helmful.
They were very distant. Very controlling from a distance. They were much more interested.
I was going to say, they're very distant, but
yeah, no, they weren't interested in me at all. They were interested in the narrative of me as opposed to the dragon boy.
I always forget what a sad character you thought up.
Very sad, yes.
No, I thought of a murderous barbarian, and yours is just so depressing.
Did this is maybe a sensitive question.
Murderous pansexual.
Your gold, did your parents do that to you?
There were instances. Well, about in the book that they follow, this man who comes along is meant to be gold. And I think I was a bit gold. I think there was I've got a couple of little gold bits on me, if you dare find them. But no, it very much he had
the
to be
golden anus.
Golden anus.
he had to be very gold. So I think there might have been a few sort of accidents with bottles of dye or paint.
Yeah,
or,
I was interested by that.
Things like that, and there are bits of me that are sort of gilded in a way. And
wait a second, Cassius, are you bottle gold?
I am bottle gold.
Because I actually imagined it completely differently. I thought like when you were first described as a gold dragon, I thought you were genetically like a gold,
just not gold enough for some people.
Yeah. Bronze dragon, aren't you?
And then you've also been painted by your overbearing distant parents.
God, that's sad.
Yeah, fucking hell, mate.
Yeah, well, it fits the story.
It does, yeah, it does. Yeah. That fun
Everyone
time
believed
story.
It. I believed it. Very long time.
FYI, Dragon Ball, I just had to look this up. Dragon Ball come from X.
Hey,
from X.
There you go.
What colour eggs?
Oh, you'll find that out later, boy. I'll tell you all about my egg one day. Still got it. Oh. Pieces of my egg.
Oh, I thought you were going to lay an egg.
maybe one day.
Wrong gender.
You don't know, there are plenty of like reptiles that can change gender for the purposes of reproduction.
Are there?
Yeah, well, there are like definitely amphibians Goldeen. That can do that.
Goldeen and the one after that.
Certain frogs can do that.
Sea King.
Gold Pearl.
Goldeen and Sea King, isn't that?
What do you mean?
That's
what?
A Pokemon. I'm talking about reality.
Oh, right. Sorry. I thought we had
to... What? No, but also roll that back.
I thought Goldeen was a girl and then Sea King was a boy in Pokemon.
Don't think so.
Oh. I thought that was a thing.
I was talking about...
You were talking about real fish.
Like real fish. Right.
I was thinking real fish, real amphibians.
Don't pick me up on Pokemon trivia, mate, because I will... The only gender-exclusive Pokemon are Nidoran and Nidorino and Nidoking.
Mm.
And everything else is pretty much 50-50.
A salamander is technically reptiles, because
they're amphibians, aren't they?
They are, aren't they? So it might just be amphibians that can change gender, and fish, but I'm going to Google it now.
What a What a wide net of conversation we've covered in this little game.
Reptile gender change.
Can we take five?
Oh, yeah, so quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, I need to go as well.
All right, so sex change. Predominantly like a fish and amphibious-based thing.
Ooh. Yeah, I'd say pause it, Pat. I think we're going
to... Sweet.
All the golds.
Thunder on. Yeah.
Classic. Classic times with the idle fancy gang there. I don't know who this character is. I'm going to immediately disregard him. Welcome to the middle plane, the somewhere in the between in which we currently all exist in the world. Now, usually, Loz would either have a guest here. Once again, Zach's, he's in the other room. What am I doing? I can't find another mic. Bugger it. I'm just going to, for normality's sake, just say that you can still find us on Twitter. We're still very much all Twitter boys. And that is at Idle Fantasy Pod. Likewise, you can do the same with our Instagram, which is at Idle Fantasy Pod. But I've never used Instagram, so I just assume that that's still a thing. Or our website, idlefantasy.com, or you can email us on idlefantasypodcast@gmail.com. And I'd like to also just give a big thank you to our Patreon subscribers as well, who are propping us up with a bit of our running costs each month, which is really useful. We've got an episode ready to go, actually, that is specifically for Patreon subscribers that is about a certain Cassius Van Wyvern's backstory, and that will be going out very shortly as well. So do feel free to contact us on any of those platforms. Just, if you just fancy a chat, basically, we're all around. And, if you need a bit of support or a bit of love, just whack us a line and we'll get that sorted. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Once again, largely unedited. I had to cut some classic moments, which I am still really sad about, such as this one, actually.
Oh, can we have pencils, please?
Yeah, mate, are they not in front of you? Yeah. Gotta bring
Sorry.
The little pat lunches as well, do I?
Yeah.
Have you got my Walker's crisps?
Thanks, dude.
Another club banger, think we can all agree. So, anyway, now let us go back into the wonderful world of the boat that is narratively accurate in the world and is called the Duck. Duck. It's called... No, Dusk. It's called the Dusk Stormer. It's the Dusk Stormer, and Taryn is on, and we're all on the... Oh, I'll see you all there.
So, you're... Enforced boat time socialization goes on, guys. You know, you're locked in here. Goggins keeps coming in. It is a bit like you're in prison.
Do I just kind of keep telling the crew just once more around the block?
yeah.
Having a good chat.
I think so. You're just doing loops of a fucking island. But again, the wizened face of Goggins pokes around the door and says, you'll stop talking again, I see. Come on, fun, everyone have fun.
I hate Goggins so much. I wing a turnip at him.
Wing a turnip at him?
Yeah.
His one weakness.
Yeah.
make a turnip roll.
Oh, sick.
Actually, wing a turnip is Goggins' first and middle name. His name is wing a turnip Goggins.
Oh, it's only a 9. I'm assuming that Xhaka.
So you only hit him with 9 of them out of the 20 that you threw.
Xhaka had like an attack bonus or something like plus sure 20 does. Or something stupid.
It's not like plus 7, but Goggins is an elder being, and Goggins makes an amazing dex save.
One of his tentacles.
And he, you know, neos it like down onto the floor. 9 pumpkins, turnips.
Shouldn't he have a disadvantage because it's his weakness?
No, he's also. Apparently, he's immortal.
If it hits him, it does double damage. He's an elder. He's a, like I said. He's an elder being. He's,
yeah,
you what's know, an elder being?
I don't know. He's beyond your ken.
He's plus 75.
Oh.
He says, ah, good throw, young Zraka, but will you answer me a question in return?
I actually think you'll find Liam is the one that rolled the thing.
Mistress with him. Won't you answer a question from my box of around 100 of them?
Very well.
I don't know why you keep all the green to do this. This is great. What do you got?
I got an 84.
84, wow, this is...
Goggins' age.
Goggins, 84, that's Gongs' age.
My favourite bingo call that. Goggins' age, 84.
This is a weird question. This is like, this is one of those questions if you came out with on a first date, you would be well allowed to like leave, I think, immediately. How do you feel about being bound by a schedule? My schedule that I've prepared for you.
Oh, I know Taryn's got a lot to say on this one.
Well, I run a fairly tight ship, as you all know, but it's very much my rules. Or the high rules.
My wheeze or the just... high seas.
Like, whilst I like the answer, I mean, it made no sense. No. Whatsoever. I run a tight ship. My rules or no rules. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, those are the two.
Those are your two options.
Yeah, I'm the captain. No, I won't be bound by anyone else's schedule.
Apart from the schedule, you need to keep a tight ship.
Yeah, I mean, my schedule. I'd be bound by my schedule.
So, like, first bell and stuff is just when you get out of bed, is it?
Yes. Exactly. I'm a terrible captain in that I will immediately make up on the spot what I consider to be a firm rule. Stop looking at me! Get the cat a nine!
I think we should redirect it to Goggins. It sounds like he's the one imprisoned by a schedule.
Goggins is cursed to wander this ship for the rest of time, immortal.
He's Jeffrey Rush, remember? All right, well, that's quite a good answer to what is a very shit question. Yeah, so well done.
You've done quite a good job,
that. But Lizard Boy, what about you?
Ah, another roll of the fun old dice. It's a 64.
Oh, so close.
64?
Nintendo 64!
Yeah, just the worst bingo calls.
Well, you may not have much experience of this, Dragon Boy. What is your least favourite household chore? And why?
Oh, fuck. Oh, you know what?
How many household chores have you done?
Well, I mean, growing up in a monastery, you have to do part of your sort of penance and all that shit. You've got to go and just sort of help out. But I was always ironing. Yep, that's what the Messiah does in my church. The wielder of the iron, they called me. I had my long old board had a little sort of cover on it with sort of daisies on it and stuff, and I just ironed a lot because it brought me in a piece.
Did you have to pay the iron price?
I didn't have to pay the iron price. I always got the iron discount and got away with things. Got away with things being the Messiah and all, but no, any crease, God, I can get rid of it.
You've made a weird character of you. The more we reveal about your backstory, it's just mental.
Well, you know, I've said
you've got a picture of like you wearing an apron.
Marigolds. 6 foot, yeah, yeah.
Like 6'5" dragonborn gold lizard ironing on a daisy top.
Oh, well, that's the thing. Ironing being, you know, it's a respected thing in the monastery. It was when you could be on your own.
Explain how ironing works in the monastery. Like, how does fancy ironing work?
I want Loz to explain how ironing works. You suggested you wear marigolds.
Yeah, you could get marigolds in fancy world.
They're just leather. They're not
gonna
like
weld
rubber.
To your hands with the ironing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Especially with a medieval style iron, which is just a big bit of metal.
Yeah. It's a big bit of metal, exactly.
Yeah. I remember they used to have irons that you'd hold over the fire. Wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
you'd just get
definitely.
Really hot. But, I mean, like,
that kind of works, Cassius. Because if you're a dragonborn, presumably a little bit, you know, you can probably pick up hot things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm great at it. And I just used to do it for everyone, but it's when you got to be left on your own, I could think on what happened in the day and just listen to the hiss of the iron and the roar of the stage. Everyone's watching from a separate room.
Oh, that's a wonderful stroke. Oh, well,
okay, exactly. I've got little scoring people holding up little signs.
That sounds quite nice. I mean, that doesn't sound like the worst chore, though. It seems to have brought you joy.
Oh. Yeah, it's your least favourite.
Your least favourite one.
Ah, well, yes, it became my least favourite when they got rid of the irons.
I don't know why I'm stoked on this.
And then it was just me with this big board of wet clothes trying to sort of push them out and make them look nice. We couldn't afford the irons, had to sell them.
Little insight there to living with Paddy, by the way, that he thinks that you iron wet clothes.
Actually, you taught me how to iron. You
no,
two,
so. I take absolutely no responsibility for you just getting things out of the washing machine and just ironing them.
That does explain the marigolds now, though.
Don't worry, I've got all the creases out of your iron pattern shirt you gave me. This, you know, this black and white one with all these big char marks on it. Yeah, when they got rid of the irons, I just started yearning for a time that once was. That's me all over.
Ah, well, that was a strange answer, even by Goggins' standards.
It was, wasn't it, Goggins?
It was comprehensive, though.
It was, hey. Yeah. Ah, but now it's time for you, Zraka.
All right, do you want to... Oh, yeah, okay. That is a... What does that say? I can't
46.
See it. 46.
No, it's a 49.
49.
That's a disconcerting
all the
face.
Fours and the nines.
All the fours and also a nine.
A nine.
One before 50, 49.
Which is an upside down six, so...
One of the fours and one of the nines.
I'm going to... Give me a reroll, because that's not...
What are your favourite bees?
It's like you have a song stuck in your head. What genre is it? And do you whistle or hum the tune aloud? And for Zachary, I'm just imagining like, no, and no. And the answer
no,
is
no. It's
Firestarter.
No, yeah, it's definitely Zachary.
All right, let's see. What do we make it? Yeah, okay. You have a song stuck in your head, but it's a song from anywhere. It doesn't have to be a Idle Fantasy in-game made song. It could be a song that we all know and love.
Okay, because in my head, Zachary's song was going to be, you know, like Mongolian throat singing.
Yeah,
it's going to be that, and he hums it. Yeah.
So, how do you hum throat singing?
It's just him. Going, but like he's like, but then in his head he's hearing
thrum of all of these yeah, vibrations exactly. around him.
That's beautiful.
Did he make it up? Or is it like an
yes.
old battle tune from
I don't
his youth
put,
or something?
Yeah, sure. Well, because we kind of established that he was a bit of like a nomad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm
wondering
just
if it was like
that...
from your camp or something,
yeah,
like a song
like
that
a,
you remember.
I think it's like a camp. Yeah, that, yeah.
Camp
we'll say that.
He used to
we'll
sit with his little guitar.
Say, we'll say that, but I'm not as good as off the cuff creating a mad backstory as you, so I can't think of how it came. Traditional songs.
And if that's he was.
I think you are.
And if it was.
If it was one of our songs.
Well,
actually, if he was a WWE wrestler, what would he come out to?
Oh, I'm definitely coming out to, what would it be?
I would like it to be something like completely unexpected, like maybe like Taylor Swift. Yeah, that, in fact, yeah. Yeah. When picking the song, he wasn't thinking about what's threatening or not, it was what's descriptive of what's happening.
But still in his head, it's wah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly that. I'm coming out.
That would be terrifying, though. Yeah, like a 7 foot tall half orc with like the ability to rip your spine out from your body coming out to a bit of Diana Ross would.
Yeah, it'd be terrifying.
Would be terrifying.
It would be at least unnerving. It would be.
Is it why he starts every sentence with ah?
No, the reason that's the start of every sentence is because it's genuinely a really horrible voice to have to do.
Just slip into it.
It's so hard to just start a word without like getting the sound prepped first. I could go and try. Just try and say like, "Oh, hey, how's it going?"
Yeah, it's fair. I think that's why Cassius begins every sentence with, oh,
man,
oh you know.
It's definitely why Wattic starts every sentence with,
Do you reckon we'll get better at that with time?
No, never.
Do you want another roll?
Sound keen.
Yeah?
I want to do another one.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Do another one.
Do we traditionally ask Goggins one as well, or is that...
What do you mean? Have we done that?
Yeah, we asked him one once.
Oh yeah, go on. I'll ask you a question. We'll roll for you.
Right. Well, I get to roll.
Oh,
yeah, that's the whole point.
No, we
yeah, get but to then roll. We don't know the questions.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I'm tell
why
you
don't you ask me?
It's number 8.
It's more just like it's more just don't trust a lot. I feel like he's going to give himself all the good questions.
I mean, they're few and far between.
Yeah, yeah. So
everyone has a nickname. What's yours? Who calls you that? What do I think about it?
Ooh.
You know, I thought you were going to put it to me.
Goggins.
Goggins. What's your nickname, Goggins?
Everyone's got one. Everyone's got one. And who gave it to you?
How do you feel about your nickname?
God.
Is Goggins actually your nickname?
Mr. Goggins is my surname. You all know this. It's been my family name, handed down from father from Goggins to Goggins for centuries. No, my nickname, I'm very embarrassed about. It's Rubber Bottom.
Oh.
And it dates back to a time on a smaller schooner in my youth when vicious pirates attacked and put a hole clean through the hull. And we had no materials on hand with which to plug the gap, so Goggins popped his hefty bottom in the hole and plugged it for 3 leagues as we sailed back to Veldt. Hence, Rubber Bottom Goggins.
Were there any lasting effects on your bottom?
A couple of barnacles.
Ah, still there?
Well, yeah, of course. It'd be rude to push them off. One sea creature to another. But no, I don't mind it, but I would appreciate it if the three of you didn't call me it because it reminds me of bad days. Shark days.
Rubber Bottom.
Ah, fuck you. Turnip Thrower.
I'm fine with that. That causes me no discomfort.
I'm going to call him Butt Plug.
Yeah, that's actually true. That's more
That's
accurate.
Actually quite good.
I also like that, I mean, you said earlier on, marigolds aren't a thing. Well, apparently they are. Rubber is a well-known thing in this part of the fantasy world.
His arse. Hang on.
Concept of rubber, not his arse, obviously.
Rubber's just like from a tree, though.
Yeah, but it wasn't discovered till quite late, was it?
Not following, you know, Earth's timeline. They found rubber before they found fire.
I know, I'm just saying, I'm happy with that. I like that.
Because they evolved from koala bears.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What?
Where's this going? Liam's messing up the timeline, okay.
Yeah, messing up the timeline. Not just the timeline. Liam's messing up everything.
Rubber trees?
Eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus.
That's partly rubber or eucalyptus.
Like, just to be really clear, trees are... Rubber trees are not found in Australia at all.
Liam, you've got like a capacity for kind of
deception.
Shit. Well, deception. But I trust you as like I trust your knowledge of like folklore and like I would trust you about like crops that grow in England and tree and, like stuff like that, natural things and history like that. I would, for some reason, I trust you on, and yet every time
it's wrong.
Every time wrong. You dash my trust with something like, oh, koalas eat rubber trees famously. They love the bounciness.
Yeah, that's why when you drop them, they spring right back up.
Probably they're the dumbest. Isn't that the dumbest animals?
Yeah, I think they've got the slowest brain power. Like they're one of the smallest brains for. Yeah. Their size, and that's why they really regularly fall out of trees, and they're adapted to fall out of trees because they just forget they're in a tree.
And they just sit up there getting slowly high. Yeah, eucalyptus.
Because yeah. It's also they're like pandas. Like eucalyptus is like really bad for them. In the same way that pandas could eat anything other than bamboo, but it offers them no energy whatsoever, and then they just end up being unhealthy.
if they eat
like way too much bamboo, they could just go and eat something else and get more energy.
Could eat koalas.
So
they should eat koalas.
Yeah, sounds like they wouldn't mind.
Koalas regularly fall out of trees, and if they get back up into the wrong tree, they will die because they've only built up an immunity to the eucalyptus in their own tree.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds made up. But again, I'm
trusting him.
I think that is true because I think my sister's told me that before. She's obviously
qualified. She's a bear.
Shock reveal, I'm your sister.
She is a marine.
Whoa.
She's a marine biologist.
She's a marine biologist and geographer, like living out in Australia. Like she's got quite a good understanding of the natural world out there.
I mean, koalas.
Not they
swim. I know what you're saying, but she's obviously got a working knowledge of the natural world. Like, she's not got like a perfect academic knowledge of everything in the water.
And
outside,
she sees a dog, and she's just like, back, foul beast.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Oh my god,
back, land seal.
Where are it?
She's like walking through a forest. Like, what's wrong with this grass? Why is it so tall?
Must be some sort of fur guppy.
Yeah.
And kelp again.
All right, another roll.
Please.
Liam, I think it's all right. Your go.
62.
62.
62.
Nintendo's prequel. Do we have this already? What is your favourite childhood memory?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we've had that one.
Roll, my friend.
91.
What musical instrument would you say describes you?
I feel like we've had this one as well.
No, we had something very similar.
Okay. Yeah.
Of what X describes you best.
What?
Is it a sack butt? Sack butts are like the little mini bagpipes.
Sack butt is actually my new nickname for you, Goggins.
Ah, but it's not sack. It's water. It doesn't retain any water at all. Completely impermeable.
Wax butt. I would say a harmonica, because it's slightly mournful, but there's a jovial kind of kick to it, and it's not too kind of like regimented or rigid, you know. It's you go ad lib on a harmonica.
Just go to town on that bad boy. Yeah.
All right, calm down, boys. That's not that style of harmonica playing. Yeah, I think a harmonica.
Goggins is very satisfied.
Jesus Christ.
Did you say that out loud?
Goggins is imagining all sorts of musical interludes. Goggins is an asexual being, I think.
Yeah.
Being timeless and...
Oh, no, you didn't need to tell me that. Like,
with a rubber ass.
In my head, it's completely asexual.
Yeah. There's just saying. So anything you say that you think is an innuendo, he can't act on. Even if he tries.
He can't. He's...
Well, he's completely watertight down there.
It was a bad accident with a tarring brush.
He's smooth like an action man.
Yeah. Just rubber eyes.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Thank you. Excellent intellect. In fucking hell.
Intelligence. You know what I mean? It's been a long day.
Cassius.
20.
20.
You get to roll twice. No. this is nice. Describe a moment where you felt like a hero. And what did you think about it? Presumably that you felt like a hero.
This is going to be mental.
Okay, give me 2 seconds.
You're a hero, like as in you're an action adventure hero. Just make any like any time.
Yeah, but it's a moment that I felt like a hero though. I was always told I was a hero, but you don't necessarily feel it, you know. I'll tell you for this.
I'll say.
I remember feeling like a hero on my 11th birthday. When I'm welling up just thinking about it. I went for my birthday party, which, as was tradition, was just me in a hat. And I went out on my birthday walk, which was sort of doing a once round of the old monastery.
Did this birthday hat have a D drawn on it?
Was it pointed?
Describe
the hat. The old birthday hat.
The birthday hat. It was sort of like a beret with a number of bells, a number of bells on it, and you had a sort
you
of birthday
fucking mad.
Birthday yeah, cloak actual, as well.
How did it fit? Did it have like holes for the horn?
Oh, it didn't fit. No, didn't. No. Oh no, it was
balance
it
on the horn.
Yes. I mean, I don't think they really considered the horns. I just got the sort of the old birthday hat, and they used to wheel it out every year, you know, and I'd pop it on, go for my walk, and I remember once. Finding a warren down by one of the walls, and I remember thinking, bloody hell, look at that warren, and out of it,
very 11-year-old thoughts,
oh my word,
oh bloody warrens,
and out of it popped the smallest rabbit you ever did see, and I called him Tumbles the bundles. And Tumbles the Bundles popped out, and immediately we were friends. I just knew it. He ran away, so I chased him. And I was chasing after him, and I thought, why doesn't Tumbles the Bundles, why doesn't he like me? You know, why is it? And
what you're mad, Bells.
And what I realized was that chasing behind me was a fox, right? Big fox that I called Rundles. And Rundles was a real bastard. And he was trying to get this rabbit. And then every birthday from then, I saw this chase.
This has gone on for so long.
What happened every consecutive birthday?
You saw the chase.
I saw this chase and I saw the fear in the rabbit. And then one day...
Well, the same fox and rabbit just chased each other every day.
Yes,
and,
I know.
And
hard to believe, isn't it? But I'm doing it my is. Best. And until one... And then one fateful day, I cut the bell of the bell tower, one of the small bell towers for the call to prayer, and I dropped it off the side, and I trapped the fox, right? And I killed it instantly.
Such.
And briefly, I thought I'd done the right thing, and I felt very good.
So actually, what you're saying is the time you felt like a hero was actually
when I killed a fox with a bell.
A couple of birthdays after your 11th birthday.
And the birthday hat does jangle no more, my friend. Okay. I can't hear the sound of bells now. It does things to me. But briefly, I felt really good about it.
Did the fox and the rabbit...
How are you doing there, Taryn?
Did the fox and the rabbit only chase each other on that day once again?
Yes, you know, and that's where I realised that maybe I wasn't such a hero. It's maybe he wasn't trying to get the rabbit after all. Maybe they were just
that was their
friends.
That was their birthday.
That was their birthday,
Richard.
Have you
seen the fox and the hound?
Yep.
Yeah.
And
Goggins pokes his head around the door and goes, how long, after, how many years did this last?
20 years.
Do you know how long rabbits live, on average?
This rabbit. I watched him from tumbles the bundles into an old rabbit. He had a scar over
one
eye.
And do you know when rabbits become old rabbits?
At about 20?
Two.
About 2 years, yeah, I reckon.
Maybe it was...
maybe a different rabbit.
Maybe it was a different type of rabbit.
I was going to question how you managed to drop a bell so perfectly onto a fox whilst...
I'm happy with that
speed.
Bit. That's fine. That's fine.
I'm great at dropping bells.
No, but now I know that he was a 20-year-old fox. I'm assuming he wasn't moving very fast.
He was a very slow-moving target.
It was a horribly slow-moving target.
What's that horrible old dog in? There's some cartoon where there's a horrible
old
dog.
Family guy.
It's
the pedo's dog.
There is that. No, there's something else.
It's a Sword in the Stone. It's a wolf.
Yes! The wolf. The horrible
no,
wolf.
No. What's the Oh, that's a good little...
And the horny squirrel.
That, have I seen that? I can't remember if I've seen the Sword in the Stone.
Oh, it's
real good.
That's my second favourite.
Is it Disney?
Yeah.
I've got a slight headache after that.
Based on the Ian Forster books. It's great.
Yeah, I remember...
It's Warts. Arthur's Warts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I have seen it. But for some reason it's not stuck. Maybe it was the creepy one.
That was a wild fucking ride.
That was
Thank
quite
you
a wild ride.
That,
oh,
you're very welcome, but never speak of bells around me again.
Zraka, please. I hope you have a more
concise.
No. I tell you what, I will give you a very concise, normal answer if you want. Can we roll that?
Give me an answer.
No.
That is a 90.
90.
It's a... It's a 9.
It's a 9?
Yeah. Oh, it's a shame.
Oh, I thought that was the other way around.
No, the double digit is the...
Yeah,
the tens. Unfortunately for you, question 90 is, if you discovered guns, how would you feel about it? I'm imagining pretty good.
Great.
What's nice?
Oh, this is nice. I don't think we've really delved into this with you. Describe a childhood friend.
We've gone over my childhood a bit.
A little bit, yeah, but not...
Childhood friend.
Not mates.
The man in the mirror.
I've got to come up with a name as well. All right, I'm going to go with...
My childhood friend was called...
My name's Draka, then his name will be...
Love your process.
Braka.
Nice.
So you do yourself down, because your process is the same as mine.
It's a clan
name. I can't
name.
Stop talking.
Clan name, yeah.
Yeah, we can't just get them working out.
Braka, and... Oh, we got on so well. Until the age of 16, where all of the young half-orcs are forced to fight to the death.
That seems counterproductive to, you know, to making a big...
Continuing the clan.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they didn't do that. Childhood friend was...
Braka was the only other man that could... Man, boy.
What's a young half-orc called?
Orklet.
The only other young Orklet.
That's definitely not true.
That could run as fast, pick up as heavy a thing, eat as much, drink as much, kill as much. Oh, we got on so well.
Oh,
the days.
What happens?
Unbridled youth, running through the fields, chasing villagers, burning shit down.
You can't chain thunder. No.
Oh, no.
The wailing and gnashing of teeth.
The fear of blood between your toes.
Any relation? Who am I? I'm Glitch. Sorry, I've popped in.
No, I don't think they'd be related. I don't really know. I mean, I don't want to set up a scenario where like, it's a clan, but like one of, like a dirty clan. It's not like a hillbilly clan.
It's not a Charles Manson clan.
Isn't my cousin, brother?
Yeah. Break up.
I nearly had a dirty chai latte today.
What?
I nearly had a dirty chai latte, latte today.
Oh, right.
It's a chai latte with a shot of espresso. Doesn't that sound awful? Not as bad as what you said.
Chai latte with an espresso.
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, that doesn't sound. Also, because they're not tastes that would complement one another very well at all.
No, nope, that is dirty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever had an espresso martini?
Those are dirty.
That's quite dirty, but in quite a good way.
They really fucked me up. Those. They just sent me quite mad.
Oh.
I see. I think I've got to a point now where I drink like too much coffee to the point where everyone's talking about how bad it is for you, and my heart goes, and you can't, and or I have espresso martini, or they'll have two and they'll be lying awake at night when they get home. I'm like, caffeine seems to have almost no effect on me at all anymore, other than if I don't have it at least once when I wake up,
you shake,
then
you
I'm
shake
like yourself. Fucked. Yeah, I just can't. But once I've done that, I could probably drink seven in the course of a day and my heart wouldn't increase or decrease.
Yeah,
I have to have a coffee in the morning to shit. That's my thing. I can't poop without a coffee. Swear down.
Yeah. Is it only coffee? Fair. Have you tested other liquids?
Yeah, yeah. I drink like a pint of water every morning.
But like, have you tried it with tea? Is it the hot water or is it the caffeine?
I imagine it's the caffeine.
Yeah. It's just anything that goes in relaxing. Immediately.
Well, that's what you're saying. He's got the water goes in and no shit comes out. The coffee goes in. Immediately flows everything else out.
Were we talking about Bracca a second ago? I blacked out for a second because I was like, hang on, why are we talking about coffee?
dirty chai latte.
Yeah, that was my fault. I just randomly brought up dirty chai latte.
And then I'm obviously concerned about how much coffee I drink and how little impact it has on me.
And where's Bracca now? Where should I see him?
Well, part of our tribe's tradition is when you reach the age of 12, how old are half-orcs? They're quite young, aren't they? 12, which is the fully grown half-orc, because they only live to 30. Something stupid.
I think they're the same. I think they're roughly the same as humans, aren't they?
No, they're not. They've got a lot much shorter lifespan. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You're cast out from the village, never to return. Well, like, as in, like, you know, when you like become a man, you got to go and do your own thing.
Who casts you out? Because surely everyone older than you is already gone.
Only the
men. It's just the clan, isn't
the clan.
It?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like, they're not like cast. Like, well, I have to go now.
I'm off now.
It's like an established group of adults and they have children. When the children grow up, they go.
Yeah.
The adults obviously remain, don't they?
Like a nomadic kind of culture thing.
I see, okay.
Yeah. So
Bracco went south and I went north. And I'm assuming he's still down there somewhere.
And he's now economically stable, whereas I can't get a job and the transport shit.
And then Thatcher came along. Yeah, he's in Guildford.
Yeah.
He runs a small arts centre.
Wow, I mean, that's really telling that the one fucking touring musician and comedian in the room was like, what's a stable job? Running an arts centre.
They seem to be doing well at the moment, right?
Yeah, Art Centre's famously well funded.
Yeah, they're doing great. Really well.
Famously stand up on their own two feet really easily. Went off self. I'm not writing to run an Art Centre.
I think that was surprisingly sweet.
Yeah, that's good, man.
That was really
nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Goggins, would you like one more?
Gun question
no, more Goggins is not one more.
Goggins is done.
Yeah, I don't need to run a test. Come on, guys. I'm grand. Nice, sweet. Pause it, boy.
Right.
Oh,